It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me. And now is the best way to kick off your weekend. The most fun you can have with your radio on. It's time for the Harris Challenge. You're going to open up the phone lines at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or on some cell phone services, *KTRS will get you in here. As long as you haven't played this year, you can get on the Harris Challenge right now. And here's how it works. If you're a first-time listener, I'll give you the quick explanation. Each of our contestants is going to get to choose a category, and in that category will be five questions and a maximum total of 15 points that they can earn. They don't have to get them all. Just half or more will make them a winner of a fabulous prize package chosen especially for them by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts from...
Donuts.
The Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. Also, Peroni's Pizzeria. A gift card. For them, they have three locations, not two, three locations. They have one in Florissant and O'Fallon, also at M&P. And I can't remember the third location. I will let you know what that is when I figure that one out. Also, from Wehrenberg Theaters.
Thanks for coming to rehearsal.
Yeah. From Wehrenberg Theaters. We have free movie passes, which include that movie that you guys like.
Yeah, Hail Caesar, the new one from the Coen brothers that opened up today.
Yeah, The Finest Hours. We have a few other ones, including Norm of the North and all of that stuff.
All right, so you get your choice of those, and if you get all 15 points, a bonus prize.
That's right. If you get the clean sweep, a gift certificate to Canditti's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester in Baldwin. Canditti's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and now pizza delivery. You can go to canditchis.net for more information.
Okay, so those are the prizes, and here's our first contestant today. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Paul. AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with the unique broadcast opportunity we call the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. Suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, say hello to whoever you like, or use it for a prearranged commercial endorsement.
Well, I enjoy hearing you on the radio on Fridays, and all best wishes to John Carney. We miss him, and speedy recovery, John. Yeah,
absolutely. We all agree. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories go spinning around until they come spilling out here on Friday afternoons, led by our topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Then I think you'll notice a theme in the rest of our categories. Category number two is Super Bowl National Anthem. And category three, Super Bowl Coaches. Which of those three would you like, Steve?
Let's do the anthems.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, 15 points for you to earn. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who's going to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl on Sunday? Lady Gaga, Beyonce, or John Legend?
Lady Gaga.
Correct. Which actress, one of TV's Charlie's Angels, sang the national anthem at Super Bowl XIV in 1980? Farrah Fawcett, Cheryl Ladd, or Kate Jackson?
Cheryl Ladd.
Correct. Which trumpeter performed the last instrumental performance of the national anthem at the Super Bowl in 1988? Was it Herb Albert, Al Hurt, or Wynton Marsalis?
Hurt.
It was Herb Albert. In what year did the NFL start having someone do the national anthem in American Sign Language? 1972, 1982, 1992?
82.
92.
Oh.
Who was the last performer to sing both the Super Bowl national anthem and the Oscar-winning best song? Adele, Phil Collins, or Idina Menzel?
Phil Collins?
No, it was Adele Dazeem. Oh, I'm sorry, Idina Menzel, who did last year's Super Bowl 49 and also sang Let It Go from Frozen. By the way, Herb Albert was the last one to do an instrumental version of it. Al Hurt and Wynton Marsalis, two other trumpeters, had done it years before. So let's see how you did here, Steve. You got the one for Gaga and the two for Cheryl Ladd, and unfortunately that's only 3 points. As you know, on the Harris Challenge, when you don't win, you don't just go away. You have to be punished first. And so for our punishment music today, I dug into the archives. Earlier this week, a comedy legend by the name of Bob Elliott died. He and his partner Ray Goulding were the comedy team of Bob and Ray, on radio and TV and on Broadway for decades. Also, in 1979, they did a special for NBC that aired in the Saturday Night Live time slot with some of the cast and a lot of the same production people behind the scenes. It was not executive produced by Lorne Michaels. It was executive produced by Jean Domanian, the woman who was handed the franchise a year later when the original crew left after 5 years. And she had people like Gilbert Gottfried in her cast, and it bombed, and she was done. But she did a good job producing this Bob and Ray special, which was called Bob and Ray, Jane, Lorraine, and Gilda. And on that special, they had Willie Nelson as their musical guest. That's not our punishment music. This, in the middle of the disco era, is Bob and Ray, Jane, Lorraine, and Gilda. There's nothing better than middle-aged guys singing disco. Steve, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but I hope you have a great weekend.
You too, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you very much for playing. Let's meet contestant number two now. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
Just want to wish John Carney a quick recovery.
Yeah, we're all hoping so. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Super Bowl coaches, or our new third category, Super Bowl quarterbacks?
Super Bowl coaches.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the last name of the two brothers who faced each other as head coaches in Super Bowl 47?
Pass.
For 1 point each, name two of the three men named Bill who coached Super Bowl winners.
Pass.
For 1 point each, name the three men who have coached the Dallas Cowboys to Super Bowl victories.
Tom Landry.
Yep. Chose the category of your own free will.
Yeah, I know. Never mind.
You want to skip it? We'll go to four. For 2 points each, which two teams did Don Shula coach in his 6 Super Bowl appearances?
I picked the wrong category.
Apparently you did. We didn't even get to the five-pointer, which was which team did Forrest Gregg coach in a losing effort in Super Bowl 17? That was the Cincinnati Bengals.
Was the Bills? Was that Cowher and, I just had his name from the Giants.
Bill Parcells.
Bill Parcells.
Bill
yeah.
Walsh, Bill Belichick, Bill Cowher. Those would all be in there, yeah. Right. The Cowboys would be, you got Tom Landry, Jimmy Johnson, and Barry Switzer. And Don Shula had the Dolphins and the Baltimore Colts. And in Super Bowl 47 3 years ago, it was John Harbaugh's Ravens beating Jim Harbaugh's 49ers. So let's see what you did here. You got 2 points for the Dolphins and one point for Tom Landry. And you've tied Steve. Mike, congratulations. You got 3 points.
All right.
And that means you have to be punished as well.
Where are these guys?
This is Bob and Ray.
Oh.
By my math, Bob would have been 56 years old at the time. Yeah, I know. By the way, you say yeesh, but here's the problem with this. This is going to be the weekend earworm. This is going to be the song you cannot get out of your head this weekend. It'll be like Peyton Manning with that Nationwide jingle in his head. You'll go to dinner later on tonight, and you'll be ordering food, and you'll be going, why is that in my head? That's my fault. I take full responsibility. Mike, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a good weekend.
Thanks. I'll have a good weekend.
Thank you very much. Contestant number three is Brian. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Go ahead and plug something.
If you're going to shop for baseball sporting goods, shop local and shop Rawlings Sporting Goods.
All right. Three categories to choose from. Have you been paying attention? Super Bowl quarterbacks or Super Bowl history?
Let's go quarterbacks.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Brian. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who are the only two brothers to play quarterback for winning Super Bowl teams?
Manny.
Correct. Who is the only quarterback to lead two different NFC teams to the Super Bowl?
Pass.
Cam Newton is the sixth African-American to play quarterback in a Super Bowl game. For 1 point each, name three others.
Russell Wilson, Doug Williams, and...
you can pass if
Warren
you want.
Warren Moon,
no. Steve McNair, Donovan McNabb, and Colin Kaepernick are the others. Tom Brady has started more Super Bowls than any other quarterback, six. Which Mile High legend is right behind him with five?
Elway.
Correct. Who led his team to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row but never won?
Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly's right. Back to the two-pointer. Only quarterback to lead two different NFC teams to the Super Bowl.
Oh, Warner.
Twice with the Rams and once with the Arizona Cardinals.
Whoa.
It is Kurt Warner. And because you only got two of the three African-American 14. Quarterbacks in there, yes, you ended up with 14 points. Not a clean sweep, Brian, but still our best score today. And best of all, no punishment for you. You're a winner.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
Congratulations. Hang on. We'll go to our fourth contestant now. Hello, Jim.
How's it going?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
Don't have anything today.
Okay. Which category of the two left would you like? Have you been paying attention or Super Bowl history?
Super Bowl history.
All right, Jim, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which quarterback led the Pittsburgh Steelers to four Super Bowl titles?
Terry Bradshaw.
Correct. Who guaranteed that his underdog team would win Super Bowl III?
Joe Namath.
Correct. Who won Super Bowl VII in January 1973 to finish a record-breaking season?
Pass.
What was the point difference in the Rams' Super Bowl victory over the Tennessee Titans?
Seven.
23-16 was the final. What team did Max McGee play for when he became the first receiver to catch a TD pass in a Super Bowl game?
Super Bowl I.
Yeah. What team did he play for?
Oh, I'm sorry. The Green Bay Packers.
Correct. Now for the clean sweep, we go back to the three-pointer. Who won Super Bowl VII in January 1973 to finish a record-breaking season?
Oh, Miami Dolphins.
They beat the Washington Redskins 14-7 to complete the undefeated season. And to this day, when any other team, like the Panthers, lose their first game of the year, when they're on a streak 10 in a row, 11 in a row, 12 in a row, when they lose it, the remaining members of the Dolphins still get together and pop open a bottle of champagne to celebrate the fact that they are still the only undefeated team in NFL history. Jim, congratulations. You got them all. We call that a clean sweep. And that means you're going to get a prize of your choice, plus the bonus prize from Candice's. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get all that stuff, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much for playing. Have a great weekend. And I'll say hello to our final contestant. Hello, Kara.
Hello.
Hi. 5 seconds to plug something.
I just hope everybody's having a great day today.
All right. One category left. All the guys went for the Super Bowl stuff, so they left you with the topical category of, have you been paying attention? 60
no,
seconds
I have
on
not.
The clock. Well, let's see. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What did Rand Paul, Martin O'Malley, and Rick Santorum have in common this week?
They all dropped out of the presidential race.
Correct. What Broadway and movie musical was a big hit when Fox did a live version last Sunday night?
Grease.
Correct. What legal U.S. product will see sales grow 25% this year, up to $6.7 billion nationwide?
Medical marijuana.
Correct. What legendary R&B group was founded by Maurice White, who died...
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Correct. For the five-pointer and the clean sweep, which company surpassed Apple this week to become the most valuable in the world?
Oh, brother. Let me think. I'll say Google.
The correct answer is Alphabet, which is the parent company of Google, and I'm going to give it to you, Kara.
Yay!
For a double clean sweep this week. We had double punishment, and we had double clean sweep.
We had one to miss it by 1 point.
Yeah, very, very close. Nicely done, Kara. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Stand by. Dan will be on the line with you in just a moment, and that's the Harris Challenge. If you want to play the Harris Challenge with previous editions you've missed, you can get those on my website, harrisonline.com, or you can come back here and play future editions every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app.